That's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's all right. We do have a lot of it.
Sorry. Roll call.
All these reports that came in at the last minute.
That's okay.
Okay, we're going to do roll call. Councilperson Phil Sacco.
Here.
Councilperson Daphne Jones.
Here.
Councilperson Dave Kolak.
Here.
Councilperson Dan Fusco.
Here.
And Supervisor Gregory Sacco.
Here. So I just like to open the public hearing in regard to the general budget, including all special districts and improvement district budgets, 2026. I'm just going to go over quickly things that changed between the two budgets. So we got line under expenses, A1355.1, the assessors is up $4,287 for the new assessor's salary. Page two.
Assessments page three.
Assessments page, page three.
Thank you.
On page four, 1470.1, bar. That's up $500 for wages. A1910.4 on page four, is municipal insurance is up $2,000 for an anticipated increase.
What would that anticipated increase be? This cost of living, this insurance increase?
Yes, in general.
Thank you.
A5010.1, highway superintendent, that's a $1,000 wage increase. A9010.8, which is on page 8, is state retirement. It's up $9,499. That's based on 2026 projections, which is what the town pays into the system. A9030.8 on page 8, Social Security, up $273 due to wage increase. And same thing at A9040.8 is workers' comp is up roughly $9,000 for past injury pay. On revenues, A1120, which is on page 9, sales tax, $10,000 increase to help cover town expenses. A1170 on page 9, franchise fees down $5,000, mostly due to Spectrum, people dropping their Spectrum accounts. A2401.0 on page 9. Interest, that's interest up $10,000 for the first class fund balance we have, investments. A2610 is fines on page 9.
And that.
Yeah.
I go to 8099.
Wait,
there goes the VA.
I'm not on the highway yet.
Okay, so where are you at?
I'm on general fund revenues, page 9, A2610.
It says fines and forfeitures.
Under fines and forfeitures.
Forfeitures.
That's up $5,000, $5,000 increase based on what I feel we're going to need to collect in terms of fines. Highway fund expenses, under the highway fund, page 10. DA5010.1, personal services. That's payroll maintenance of roads, up $10,000 for highway employee wage increases. DA5140.1, under miscellaneous personal services. That's up $1,000 for minimum wage increase for part-time employees. DA 9010.8 is on page 11 under state retirement, employee benefits, state retirement. That's up $8,222 due to wage increases. We have DA 9030.8, Social Security, under employee benefits. Same thing, it's up $1,000 due to wage increases for the highway fund, or for the highway guys. Highway revenues. So basically, to collect the same taxes that we did in 2025, the townwide assessment went down $585,794, making the tax rate set at $14.06 per thousand, which is up 19 cents per thousand from last year. So what we have is a 0% general tax increase, no general tax still. And the highway tax went up 19 cents per thousand per assessment. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, what's the, I'm not seeing here, maybe I'm just missing, what's the total budget for the town? Is that the general fund balance or?
Right on page one, the summary.
I have it here. I don't have it what you emailed. She made a copy for me. Okay. I got two different things. Okay. Got it.
It's other than like what I said there, everything else we pretty much kept the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any questions? Comments? All right, this time I'd like to make a motion we close the budget hearing, public hearing on the budget.
I'll make the motion.
I have a further question. Just because I'm not familiar with this, you guys are, because you've been down this road before. Mm-hmm. There's something called animal safety. What is that? Is that...
That's our codes.
Animal codes or animal control?
Well, animal control.
And that was... Where is that? What number is that?
Let me see. Safety from animals.
Yeah, that's right.
It's 835.10 through 35. Page. It's on page 5 of that document.
Yeah, I'm not numbered here. 835.10.
Yes.
And I go from. These two say. I go from A1990 to
A5010,
so I
don't
know.
Sorry. Want to give
them
that?
I can, yeah.
That's why I'm having trouble.
Just toss that one in.
Let me see. Thank you.
Yeah. Honestly, though.
So, safety from animals.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Can we break that down a little bit just so I understand it? So the personal services, that's paid to dog control, what do we call them now, dog wardens?
Animal control officers.
And what's the contractual expense?
That's basically what we have in the account to cover any fees that we have when we bring in the cats or dogs to the Humane Society.
That's things of that nature. Like what you talked about.
Yes.
Where?
So the personal services that's paying the individuals, they $2,000
for their time.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation.
You're
welcome.
Yes.
Sorry,
sir.
I have old information.
You do?
But I'm curious, parks budget, where does that come? How does that get created? What would it be? What does it cover?
The parks budget?
Yeah.
That was my question too. Is that part of the new program or is that separate?
No, I, there is a line item. Parks, yeah. A70, page 7.
Yep.
I don't have that, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's A7110.1. It starts.
Okay.
So what's it designated for? Because, like, I had to ask if it was okay if I used it for some adult programs, and it seems like if it's part youth and part adults, we should separate it out so that, you know, we have money to do some adult programs, like the snowshoe event and different things that people have asked for.
Yeah, I believe that comes out of contractual expense, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So there's $5,500 in the contractual expense budget line.
So what's the, I don't have the budget in front of me, what's the main number for? Is it just, it's not just...
Well, there's an equipment.
I'm sorry.
There's an equipment line item, $1,000, contractual expenses, $5,500.
In personal services,
A7110.1. Personal services is typically wages.
What about like maintenance, upkeep of the parks? What does that come under?
Typically, it's contractual expense line item.
That same A7110.1?
No, that's .4. 7110.4. The .1 is payroll.
Is there a way to get like an explanation of all of these?
Not really.
Yeah. So what is personal services for? That's $2,500.
That's just payroll.
For who?
Well, your pay comes out of it.
Are you paid?
The parks caretaker.
Oh, the parks caretaker, yes.
Yeah,
Mr. Fuller.
Yeah. Well, who's the parks? That's what I'm saying.
Bob Fuller.
Bob Fuller?
Yeah, all the rentals. He opens and closes. He's compensated.
Oh, okay.
And like cleaning.
And then the contractual services, that's things for like the snowshoe event and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that a standing fund that sits there as needed, or is that dispersed?
That's there if we need it, yeah.
So it sits there as a standing fund.
Mm-hmm.
Who can I talk to after this so I can get a clarification on what's what and how it can be spent?
You want to take, you can talk to Phil.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
No need to hold you up here.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, I make a motion we close the budget hearing for 2026.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
We have at 5:30, the Poland Fire Company asked to go into executive session. So they'll be here at 5:30. I don't know, Bill, if you want to. The fire district, yeah.
Fire company.
I don't know if you want to go now or if we wait till 5:30.
It's up to you guys.
Okay. Why don't we wait till 5:30? Can I just talk to you separate in my office?
Yeah.
You're taking me into executive session?
Yes,
correct. Yeah.
For possible legal questions.
Yeah, because I don't know a basis to go in, but for.
Yeah, we don't know either.
We don't.
You don't want to go in early, though?
I'd be happy to go in early.
Why don't we go in, and then at 5:30 stop, and then when they're done, we can start it.
Okay.
Where are they?
Okay.
Seniors?
You need a motion to go in.
Oh, all right, so I need a motion to go into executive session.
A motion?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Just us.
We are leaving.
Yeah.
Motion.
You guys hang out.